Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The White House is asking Congress for $850 billion in a new package of aid for the U.S. economy to deal with the coronavirus, NPR has learned. The package will feature tax cuts, but President Trump has promised to help airlines who are asking for federal financial support, as well as other industries. The White House Coronavirus Task Force is set to hold a meeting later this hour. The Food and Drug Administration has announced several new steps aimed at making more coronavirus tests available. NPR's Rob Stein has details.
The fight against the coronavirus has been severely hindered by big problems making widespread testing available. The FDA is now letting states independently set up their own testing without getting federal approval. The agency says it's also letting testing companies sell tests before finishing the FDA approval process. And the FDA is letting companies distribute another kind of test designed to see if someone has been exposed to the coronavirus. Public health experts say more testing is crucial, but won't eliminate the need for the massive shutdowns aimed at slowing the spread of the virus. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Ohio is postponing today's presidential primary because of public health concerns about the virus. NPR's Greg Allen says voting will take place in three other states, Florida, Illinois, and Arizona, as the race for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination continues.
Elections officials in Arizona, Florida, and Illinois say they're taking steps to keep poll workers safe and to sanitize machines. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's confident voters in his state can cast ballots safely and securely.
These things can be done in ways where you're not going to have large crowds because it's one vote. For most counties, it's literally one oval that you're going to do.
In Florida, between mail and early voting, nearly 2 million ballots have already been cast. To protect the elderly from possibly being exposed to the virus, Florida and Arizona have moved polling places out of nursing homes and assisted living facilities. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
NFL quarterback Tom Brady says he is leaving the New England Patriots, the only team he's ever played for. From member station WBUR in Boston, Dan Guzman reports.
Brady has spent his entire 20-year professional career in New England, and in that time, he led the Patriots to six Super Bowl titles. But in a social media post this morning, Brady says his football journey will take place elsewhere. He adds, quote, "I don't know what my football future holds, but it is time for me to open a new stage for my life and career." Brady's contract with the Patriots officially expires this afternoon, and he'll be able to sign with another team tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Dan Guzman in Boston.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 175 points at 20,355. It's up less than 1%. The Nasdaq is up 2.5%. This is NPR. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University who are tracking the coronavirus say there are more than 4,600 diagnosed cases in the U.S. and at least 85 deaths. Worldwide, the researchers say that there are well over 183,000 cases and that more than 7,100 people have died. About 80,000 people have recovered from the virus worldwide. The greatest number of cases has been in China. The pandemic is spreading in Italy, Iran, and Spain. France is now in lockdown, much like Italy and Spain. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that to go out, you must carry a sworn oath that your errand is essential.
You can print the form on the French government website or write it up yourself and sign it. 100,000 police are on the streets across France to ensure people respect the new rules, which went into effect at noon today. The French president says the country is at war and the enemy is invisible. Hospitals in the hard-hit east of the country are overwhelmed by the coronavirus outbreak. Critically ill patients are now being taken by military helicopter to other regions where hospitals still have intensive care capacity. France is now only testing critically ill people as the virus is circulating freely. There have been nearly 150 deaths and more than 400 people are in critical condition. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The House has passed fresh legislation to temporarily cover certain surveillance powers used by the FBI. An old law has expired. The new law would allow surveillance powers to continue for 75 more days. This is NPR.